everyone, and welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, Dawn Mack, and we are back after having a few nights off, and want to welcome everyone in, and welcome to a new week, and we've got a great show tonight. I'm so excited about our guests. I'm a huge fan, as I know many of you are, and so I hope that your week is off to a great start, and if it's not, just know that our show tonight is sure to turn things around, I hope, for you. To give you a little bit of background on our guest, tonight we welcome two special guests to our program who are no strangers to daytime television. Soap fans, many of you out there, first came to know and love them on the iconic daytime drama Guiding Light as the characters Christina and Remy Boudreau. Now fans could not be more thrilled to see them working together again on another daytime drama favorite, The Bold and the Beautiful. She is a veteran actress of primetime, daytime, and film, and some of her acting credits include Men in Black 3, Burn After Reading, Gossip Girl, and Law and Order CI. She is also an accomplished vocalist and has appeared on many concert recordings and the Finding Nemo soundtrack. She has starred in numerous primetime, daytime, and film productions. Some of these include Ugly Betty, Law and Order Victims Unit, For Better or Worse, Collar, and My Last Day Without You. Now, together, they are starring in a spinoff web series called Room 8, born out of their current storyline on B&B. And we are very proud and honored to welcome tonight Carla Mosley and Lauren St. Victor. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Excited to be on the show.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine. Just really excited to be here.
Oh, I am excited to have you guys on. I mean, there is so much buzz right now, not for many different reasons. One, because you guys are back in daytime together on the same soap, and fans of yours everywhere are just eating that up. And what has that been like for you guys to just be back working together?
I'll let you go first, Tina.
Okay. It's been incredible. It's just been, you know, amazing that it's not even a year because so much has happened within these past, you know, 9 or so months that we've been on Bold and the Beautiful. And, you know, we were hired within a week of each other and kind of sat down and had a cup of coffee before it all started. And then we're like, oh, my gosh, here we are again. You know, it's a really wonderful surprise, and it kind of just keeps getting better and better.
It's
just been great. And even, like, when you join a show, you always feel like the new kid in school. And this time around, it was like, you know, I have somebody here. I have a friend from, you know, old school that's going to come with me to this new school. So it's been great, and everybody here is so much fun.
Well, we couldn't be more thrilled. Fans of yours who followed you and watched you for a long time, as far back as the GL days, are just elated when it just, you know, when it worked out that you guys both were called to be on The Bold and the Beautiful. And out of that, you know, some great things have started happening. Not only have your storylines evolved to what we're here to talk about tonight, but, I mean, you have really given, I think, fans that kind of dream come true scenario, because anytime we get used to seeing our favorites on a show and it goes away, we wonder, oh no, are we ever going to see them again? So to have you guys back together in one place is awesome.
Thank you. It's been great. It's been a dream come true.
And it's always great to hear from, great to hear from GL fans who are still watching, and, you know, it just means so much to know that they followed us from that show to this one, and, you know, that some have started watching Bold and the Beautiful because of, you know, just loving Christina and Remy and now getting to know and love Maya and Carter, and that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. Well, I want to first, you know, congratulate you guys on the early success of the new web series, Room A. I've watched every episode thus far. It is a riot. I love it. And the great thing about it is CBS has made groundbreaking history, as this is the first time a soap opera has taken, you know, an arc from a storyline and has turned it into a web series. And it's a pretty brilliant concept, I might say. And how did Room A kind of come about?
You want to take this one more?
Well, Brad, I mean, this is like in his mind. Like he's the mastermind behind this whole thing. And when Carla and I joined the show, he was really excited about a web series that we made years ago called Weblocks. He was very, very excited about it. Wanted to know the process. He just liked the kind of content that it was. So then, you know, months and months later, Room 8 comes up, and it's very similar in tone as far as Wedlock's concerned. And he definitely said, you know, that he like loved the concept of Wedlock and kind of wanted to take that kind of chemistry and put it into this scenario. So we were doing Room 8, and then one day he calls us up and he's like, "You guys want to write Room 8, the web series?" And we're like, "Yeah." So that's kind of the inception of how it happened.
That is truly amazing because, you know, of course, when Brad Bell comes to you and says, "Hey, you want to write a web series, you know, kind of a spinoff of a storyline you're currently doing," I mean, it's really hard to say no to that, I would imagine. And
but you don't
and
say
so
no.
Think...
That's, you don't say no.
That's for sure.
No,
you don't.
When do we start? That's what you said.
That's right. That's exactly right.
When can we start? Yeah.
Well, you know, do you think that he had kind of the idea, you know, the future of the roommate storyline? Do you think initially he had the idea of a web series kind of in the back of his mind because he had seen you guys, the previous Wedlock that you had done?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to know which came first. You know, it's sort of a chicken and the egg thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we were brought on the show, we were kind of put in separate storylines. You know, Maya's with Rick and that whole blossoming of that relationship. And I'm not sure if that storyline just sort of took off more than he expected it to. And if he originally thought that this kind of quirky chemistry would be incorporated onto Bold and the Beautiful, or if, you know, and then because the Rick and Maya storyline sort of exploded, that he came up with the idea of just writing the web series into the show, or if it's something that he plotted all along and was just kind of waiting to see, you know, if it was going to work out with us chemistry-wise and you know, how it was going to work out with us on the show. And so it's, I don't know, but whatever the process was, we are certainly really excited that it ended up this way. And I do think it's an incredibly brilliant idea and really forward-thinking. And we're all just excited to see how it's going to go. And the feedback's just been incredible so far.
Yes, it has been. I mean, every social media feed I'm seeing is just nothing but praise and elation for this project. And people are really loving it thus far. And you two are just so insanely funny. Very quirky, very funny. The dialogue exchange is hilarious. You know, and I won't talk about it because I don't want to give it away for people who haven't seen it yet. But it's amazing. I mean, it's such a great show. You guys have done such a good job of writing it and, you know, you're acting in it. And it's just one of the things that kind of came to mind is, you know, with CBS setting such a precedent for this by taking something out of a storyline, putting it on the web, do you think that this is kind of something that other soaps will maybe try to follow suit as time goes on?
Well, I would like to think so, or if not even this format, but I think we can't ignore what's going on Hulu or Netflix or even YouTube channels. You know, people are
mm-hmm.
making content. The way people watch television is so different now. So I feel like if there's an opportunity to extend your brand or just be able to take seeds and put them in different areas, I think you almost have to this day and age. Like, the entertainment is it's so broad as far as your viewing platforms. And that just shows how brilliant Brad is, because he saw it. Like, he saw how these, you know, All My Children and One Life to Live are on Hulu. You know, and for him, it's like, well, I have to hold on CBS, so let's build a show and put it on CBS.com. You know, I think start being more like that as time goes on, because the internet's a force to be reckoned with, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
that's so true.
It's also, what's wonderful about the medium is that it's another level of interaction for the fans. You know, it's another way that they can be involved with and click on Maya and Carter and see what they're doing outside. So, you know, to think of, if we start thinking of television and little things in television as hyperlinks, you know, you hear a song, well, you can hear the song here. Or, you know, here's this storyline, this thread is going on here, well, you can go online and see this. And it's just, you know, the web, the idea of a web really comes alive, and I think people are starting to play with that more and more, and it's fun.
Yeah, I think it does lend itself to all kinds of creative possibilities moving forward, especially for, you know, the daytime serials, because you can, you know, just as Brad took this concept from the storyline and said, let's do a web series, there, you know, every soap out there, a given storyline could be turned into take two characters or a group of characters and make a show just centered around those characters. And yet not have it take anything away from the soap itself, but it'd be something, you know, apart and different that fans also would gravitate towards, because, you know, soap fans are undoubtedly the most loyal in the world, and they're going to follow wherever, you know, their favorites are
absolutely
at. So I think it certainly opens lots of doors and windows of possibility for things like this to see more and more of it. And, of course, with the web being the way it is and the explosion of all this, you know, like you said, Lawrence, of just the way we watch television now, I think it's brilliant. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens moving forward.
And it's been really fun for us as well, because what's great about the fact that Roommate is a separate thing is that we can play these really quirky, zany, broad, comedic characters online, and then we can also have the steamy, romantic, dramatic scenes on Bold. And it's
yeah,
for us to be able to live in both of those worlds.
That is crazy. Like, if you were to go online right now and then watch television right now, you would see Carter and Maya doing something completely different than Lance and Scarlett.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's different worlds. I mean, between what aired today and what's online right now, and to be able to be trusted as actors to do that type of, you know, transition as far as characters are concerned. You know, I mean, we were on set doing it, and we were just like, I hope it's good. I hope it's good. And, you know, we're in good hands.
Well,
you've kind of
touched on one of my questions I had, because it's interesting, you know, because this whole web thing is like a fantasy 3.0. I mean, your characters on B&B, you know, if you think about it and break it down this way, star in the web series, and then it's presented to the world as if your characters are real people, real actors who have dreamed of the web series. And then, so for you guys as actors, what is it like playing a character within a character, so to speak? Because I imagine you do. I mean, how do you not get confused with you know, because it would be, I think, it's a great dynamic that, you know, that's being brought to the table here.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, thinking of it as two different characters. And I think the hardest moments are when you're playing the one character, for instance, you know, if I'm playing Maya and then flipping into Scarlett, you know, because it's like such a different world and such a different rhythm. So, you know, really like getting clear and specific about what the rhythm and feel and, you know, voice and physicality of both those worlds are helps that to transition back
and forth. And like, yeah, because we had one day when we were doing Roommate, the day we were shooting it, we had to also film a promo as Carter and Maya telling everyone about Roommate. But we've been in Lance and Scarlett shoes all day. So when we got in front of the cameras, I'm like, hold on. I have to find my Carter. Where is he? Where is he? Because, you know, Carter and Maya are almost like polar opposites of Lance and Scarlett. Carter's laid back. He's kind of smooth. He's a listener. Lance is very childish, very hyperactive, and very, like, you know, he's a boy. And you know, Maya carries all this stuff. She has a huge past. But then Scarlett's, like, you know, hopped up on caffeine. So
you have to see, you know, the way that Scarlett has handled the past couple of days on the Golden, the way Maya has handled the past couple of days, you know, with the roommate premiere and being so upset and like that she wasn't able to show up for the party after the premiere because she was upset about Rick. Scarlett, there is no way. Like, Scarlett is so hyper-focused. she would be like, screw you, Rick. I'm going to, you know, like, it wouldn't even be.
That's right.
On her mind.
I was about to say that. She would be there telling Maya, look, chick, you know, you got to get it together.
This is your moment.
Look, do you need a cup of coffee? I mean, really? And here, right. You know, Lance would have been burping in the background, so, you know, trying to make everybody laugh. But, but I mean, seriously, I mean, it's interesting to watch the web series and, like you say, watch you guys play the roles you play on B&B because as now that I've seen the web series, there are moments for me that I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for, you know, a Scarlett moment to kind of break through, you know, Maya, and I'm thinking, gosh, these guys are so good at what they do because, you know, they're keeping it all focused and separated, but, you know, to me, it would be hard. I think you have to, you know, switch in those gears, especially when, you know, when you're on B&B, it's the web series is part of the B&B storyline, but then the web series is a separate thing, you know, in itself too. So it's been very interesting to watch how it all unfolds. But it just goes to show, as you as actors, how good you are, because that's no small feat to be able to tackle something like that. I wouldn't think.
Well, thank you.
We're in good hands.
Yeah.
We have so much support. I mean, that's a big thing. We had a lot of support doing this and people watching us because, you know, we were more involved creatively with the web series than we ever are with B&B. So we had a lot of people that our support. We had our awesome director, Jennifer. We had some great producers, and they had our backs. And, you know, a roommate, it's like, it's go big or go home. It's like, go all the way or don't go at all.
Yeah, I'm just so excited. I mean, I love, you know, when it's so interesting to be involved in a project in this way, to be involved, like, with the words and then the on-screen and then the production. And I'm so in love with so many moments, and I'm really excited for people to be able to experience them. And, you know, the upcoming episodes are so special and fun, and you just get to know them more and start to love them more and get to know them more as people. It's really exciting.
Well, one of the things that I love about Roommate is the fact that the way you guys wrote it and the way it was produced, to me, it's like traditional sitcoms, you know, of yesterday that you really could laugh at, you enjoyed, it was just fun. And, you know, and there's a lot to be said for that because it seems like, you know, a lot of television nowadays is not like that. And it's just so nice to see that out there and to have that tongue-in-cheek, you know, humor. And it's really hilarious and hysterical. So, you guys have got it great. And to be able to see that comedic side as well is of you guys is quite interesting as well.
Well, you know, it's like thinking back to shows that I watched as a kid that, you know, I wouldn't have to turn off if my mom walked into the room and vice versa, you know, like that there can be comedies that people can sit down and watch all together and that the humor is elevated enough that adults will laugh and enjoy it, but that they don't have to feel like they have to kick their kids out of the room to watch it either. I think that is something that's important to both of us.
Absolutely.
Well,
I'm going to say, like TGIF growing up was big, and big in my household. It was it was clean comedy. It was like, you know, the whole family can sit down and watch. You know, and I think that, I mean, naturally, that's just naturally, I think, where me and Carla go when it comes to content. Especially something like this is like, you know, we want to challenge people because there's stuff that comes up that's going to challenge you as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely want the whole family to watch it, you know.
Well, I applaud you both for taking that path because I think it's going to serve you well in the long run. And, you know, and it's always nice when there's something that you can, that's family friendly, which there's so little of that. And there, believe me, you know as well as I, there's plenty of places on the internet that people can go for less than desirable family-friendly content. So, you know, and that's all I'll say about that. Well, let's talk a little bit about your characters, Maya and Carter, rather. If you could each describe your characters in three words, what would they be?
Ooh, good question.
I should describe yours, and you should describe mine.
I know.
Yeah, there you go. That would be fun.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, go ahead.
Am I describing mine or yours?
I don't know. Choose one.
Okay. If Lawrence were to describe Maya, he would say that she's resilient. Very resilient. She's been through a lot. So resilient. She is, she's, okay, this is two words, but it's one meaning. I want to call her like a hopeless romantic.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, the way she fell in love with Rick was like, she put up with a whole lot of Rick and Caroline. More than, you know, some people would have. And the third, I would say, sweet. She's sweet, you know. You look in her eyes and there's a light. You see that there's a sweetness underneath that she's been through so much. That's my three words.
Okay. Mr. Carter.
Oh, I hear it is.
I know. It feels like being on the, some kind of, singled out show or like an MTV show.
Yes. Yes. It's like a dating game or something.
Yeah.
Carter is, oh gosh, what I want, not, this isn't, okay, I'm going to say this is not a word, but I'll say he's a linguist. He's good with his words. He knows how to, being an actor and a lawyer, he knows how to talk his way in and out of situations. He is genuine because he has definitely been there for Maya and for his brother and honest and forthright the whole time. And he's
smooth. Sorry about that. Go ahead, proceed.
What did you say?
I tried to throw smooth in there.
That's what I said. We said it at the
Oh, you said
time.
Smooth.
She did. She did indeed.
I did. We literally said it at the same time. Yep.
Oh, did we? That happens a lot.
I know. It's weird.
Well, you know, it's interesting to hear each of you describe each other's characters because, you know, Maya is that hopeless romantic. And I'm thinking to myself, as much as I've watched you on screen, of course, you have this tremendous chemistry anyway. But, you know, I'm thinking to myself, Maya, wake up. Carter's your guy. You need to let Rick loose because that guy is nothing but a player. You know, you need to just let him go. He's a, you know, it doesn't serve you well. I mean, hopeless romantic, good grief. But, you know, from day one, I was like, no, not Rick. I know,
well,
but it's like.
Carter is somewhat of a hopeless romantic, too. I mean, I think if, you know, if I were saying no with Carter, I'd be like, dude, she said no. Like, she wants Rick. Back off. started, you know, guarded like that.
Well, you know, that's the great thing about you too is that, you know, I became a fan of yours when you were on Guide and Light, as many people did. And you know, of course, for me, I would love to see that whole Carter-Maya pairing, you know, just because you guys were so good together on Guiding Light as a couple. And you know, and sometimes I could wring Rick's neck, really, honestly. I mean, you know, and Caroline, we won't even go down that path.
I love Caroline. I mean, it's like, I am
yeah.
Caroline fan.
She's hysterical.
She is
hysterical. She does
hysterical.
Some crazy, zany, quirky things. It does keep you in stitches. But yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's interesting to just to see you guys. And if you don't mind, I'd like to stroll down memory lane for a little bit. And when you both were on Guiding Light, what was it like being part of that? Because, you know, as we all know, it came to an end, and it was the longest running daytime drama for so long. And you know, I think it took the soap world by surprise when the announcement was made, you know, we're going to be no more. And it was just unthinkable to think any soap could go off air. But you guys were a part of history. And what was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was absolutely, for me, because it was such a short-lived experience. You know, I was only on for about the last year and a half. But I feel like I was on during one of the best moments because, you know, I got to see a lot of the old characters come back and storylines wrap up. And after we got the news, which came on April Fool's Day of all days,
oh my
I mean,
God.
It was it was awful. No one knew if they were telling a joke or, you know, it was just such a bizarre, surreal moment. But after we got the news, like, to hear all of the stories and, you know, people talking about what it was like when it's 25, 30 years ago, and then hearing from fans who so loved the show and have been watching for generations. You know, we met people who were grandmother and daughter and granddaughter and even great-granddaughter watching the show. And, you know, that kind of legacy, something my grandmother listened when it was on the radio and my mom watched with her as a kid. So it was really just such a special experience and such a special thing to be a part of. You know, I will always remember and have gratitude for that time and all that I learned there.
Yeah, it was, like Carla said, it was a very special show. And being on there and being on it in the middle of the switch between formats and watching how all the producers and the directors and the writers, like, I mean, it was a team effort. That shift was hard and there wasn't that much preparation and everybody stuck together. And we even became more family-like in that regard. So when we were all figuring out this new format, this birth of creativity came out where we all leaned on each other and trusted each other. You know, we were, during our lunch breaks, if we were shooting in New Jersey on location, we always had a baseball game or a football game going on with the cast and the crew. Always. We just played together. And it was such a great time, and it was so much fun. You know, Remy and Christina, I don't know if they planned it to turn into the comedy it became, but they were just so in tune with what was going on and what we were doing. And, like, one of my favorite acting experiences was the Boudreaux Thanksgiving. It was like, wow. It's like we had Montel Williams. We had the whole family there. And it was just an awesome time. Awesome time. Like Carla said, the fans of that show going for generations and generations of people watching it. You know, you feel like you were selected to be part of something very special. It's a huge honor to be a part of it. And I'm sad that it's gone, too. I do go over on YouTube and watch some old Guiding Light episodes. And not just my own. I'll watch, you know, the Reba baptizing herself to Horace Brinks. Horace Brinks.
Amazing scene.
I mean. And just, you know, I was a fan. I was a fan as much as I was an actor on it. I mean, I love those people. And I watch them now. I watch them on they're on other shows, if they're on web series. I watch them because I'm a huge fan of all your work.
Yeah, it was an amazing show.
Yeah. I loved how it was so, looking back at it now, like, it was so simple. You know, it was obviously really deep storylines, so, you know, breast cancer storylines and just everything. But also it was just people living their lives in a small town, and that was, there's something really beautiful about that.
Yeah. And, I mean, we got blindsided, though, when we got canceled because we just came back from Florida. We were like, we're good to go. We went to Florida. Everybody's behind us. Let's go. April Fool's Day. Canceled. Danny Cosby.
Yeah, that's...
like, joke, I'm punching somebody in the face. And then we still had to shoot the rest of the day. Like, we got the news, and then we decided, you know, well, we got to go back out and film. And me and Gino, the Remy and Dinah scene that day, and I'll never forget it. And it was raining. It was like the perfect dramatic day. You know, it rained. It was April Fool's Day. Everyone's losing a job. It's like, wow, that is a dramatic scenario. But a lot of love came out of that. A lot of love came out of it. I think on soap operas, you know, as actors and producers, you get into the place of the show is going to be around forever. Soaps don't get canceled. And when our soap got canceled, I think it, like, woke us up. Like, we can't take any day for granted. We can't take any episode for granted. You never know what's going to happen. So I think that's what kind of team brought, that brought us together even more between April and August of shooting.
Yeah, I mean, as a cast and crew, as in shock as you were when the announcement was made to the world and the soap community that Gotti Light was going to be, was canceled. I mean, that was one of those, wait a minute, did I hear that right? Because, you know, as you were saying, Carla, it, you know, it was a generational thing. I mean, you know, your grandmother, your mother, I mean, everybody watched, you know, gathered around the television or the radio, and it was just one of those things that you thought would be around forever. If everything else in the world got canceled, daytime dramas would not. But that really did kind of start a domino effect of sorts. And the thing that I love now about what, you know, One Life to Live, all my children are doing, and even what Brad has done with Room 8, is it gives me hope, you know, a fan of Guiding Light, a fan of As the World Turns, and I hope that Procter & Gamble will maybe sit up and they're watching how all this is unfolding and how it's working so well. And maybe, just maybe down the road, those two soaps will come back in an online format. I mean, that would be great if we could get those two back as well. And because I don't think anyone ever thought that, you know, Hulu would have two of the biggest former ABC soaps out there when they were canceled.
Right.
So, you know, I think anything's possible now with the way things have evolved. And I'm just so excited for Room 8 and how that's going so far and what's to come with that. It's like, I can't wait for the next episode. Hurry up.
Tomorrow.
It's been a great show. Tomorrow. I know. It can't get here quick enough. But yeah, it's a great little web series, and you guys are brilliant in it. And, of course, you know, that's to be expected. You were always great on Guiding Light and anything you've done since. So I think, you know, I speak for many Guiding Light fans when I say that we are thrilled and elated. We cannot be more excited you guys are working together again on B&B, and now even an extension of that with the web series. So it's kind of like we're getting a special treat on top of seeing you now on B&B. So it's just been quite wonderful to see you back together again.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your support.
You.
It just means the world.
Oh, well, you're
man.
Very welcome.
And you're such a strong contributor to these shows being successful, you know, like word of mouth, talking about it, creating platforms where interaction can happen. That's what keeps the shows on the air. You know, we live tweet episodes. Scandal, all the actors live tweet every episode. It's part of this new mode of keeping things going, and you're a strong contributor to that. So I thank you. Thank you for creating a show that continues to bridge the gap between the show and the awesome audience it has. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for putting putting great content out that gives us a really good reason to promote it and believe in it. So it's just, you know, it is a beautiful thing. And I really want to thank you guys for being our special guests this evening and taking some time away. I know you've been incredibly busy of late, but just to take some time to chat with us about Room 8 and all that you guys have been doing. And, again, we applaud you for this web series and just wish you the best of continued success as you go forward, you know, and hopefully we'll be seeing you on B&B for a very, very long time to come. So,
well, thank you. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening. And, yeah, I am completely confident that we'll be around for a while and that B&B isn't going anywhere. So thank you. And hopefully more roommates. We'll see.
Hopefully more
roommates. That's right. That's right. Well, we're going to hopefully do everything we can to help promote it and keep it going because it's a great little web series. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Take care and good night.
Good night.
We've been speaking with Carla and Lawrence, Carla Mosley, Lawrence St. Victor of The Bold and the Beautiful. And they play Maya and Carter, but they also play Scarlett and Lance. And, I mean, they're awesome. And I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. As I said, I really fell in love with their characters when they were on Guiding Light. I loved their pairing. They had so much chemistry. They were such, you know, they're beautiful people anyway. Just an awesome pairing. And then to see them back on B&B and how the storylines have unfolded since they've arrived, it has really ramped up. And look now, there's a web series too. So we're getting a double dose of Carla and Lawrence is awesome. And so very excited to see them back performing and entertaining us every day on our television sets. That's an awesome thing. And you heard her. Carla said she's pretty confident they're not going anywhere, and neither is B&B for a long time to come. And that is good news for the soap community. It's excellent news for CBS, Sony, and it's especially great news for all the fans, diehard fans of B&B and soaps everywhere. And that's exactly what we like to hear. So it means things are going in the right direction. And I couldn't be happier, and I know that there are many of you out there who feel the exact same way. So we want to extend a huge thank you again to Carla Mosley and Lawrence St. Victor for being our special guests this evening and joining us. And thank you to all of you for being here as well. We have certainly appreciated it. And if you're brand new to our program, you picked the right night to tune in because it had a great interview. So thank you also for joining us. And we will be back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. So please, if you can, try to tune in. And we will be back to entertain you and bring you the best in entertainment. We have Dee Wallace, actress and director, and she's an author. She's done a little bit of everything. So we are looking forward to speaking with her. But again, thank you so much, everyone. Have a great night, and we'll see you again tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Take care, all. Good night.
Hey you, yeah you, the one listening to this, go to Stitcher.com and download the free app. It's a free app that lets you listen to our show 24/7, 365, anytime you'd like. You don't ever have to miss another episode again. And you can listen to thousands more shows and stations just like ours. So go now, download it to your mobile devices, your Androids, your iPhones, your iPads, whatever you got. It's Stitcher.com and it's free. Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.